Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
All right, Ravens. Back at it Sunday, 1 o'clock, taking on the Chicago Bears. Bears won 4 in a row, including last week against New Orleans. They do have a win against Dallas on their, checklist for sure. Beat the Commanders a couple weeks ago down in D.C. in the rain. But we'll look at them and the way they performed against the New Orleans Saints. And New Orleans, look, we talked about it yesterday with the Feeble Five. Are they good? Nah. Do they compete? Sure.
Yep.
I mean, they make you work. You don't just throw the ball out there and walk out of there with a W. But let's talk about the Bears, and in particular, the things they did well on
offense. Now, the thing about it is what they I see a team that is gaining confidence and getting better. You got a new coach, new system, basically a new quarterback who's learning that system, and he's getting more comfortable in the system. And the biggest reason why is because they're able to run the ball some. And Swift, he looks, DeAndre Swift, he'll be in jersey number 4. He's got real good vision. He looks fast. He looks explosive.
He looks swift. Can I go there?
Yes, yeah, you can.
Let's do it. Let's
And then they got Monongahela. Number 25.
I think it's the river by Pittsburgh.
Monongahela?
Yeah.
But he's a decent, he runs hard. You know, their receivers, I like their receivers. Odunze, second-year guy, he'll wear number 15 out of Washington. He's a very good receiver, and Caleb Williams likes to throw him the ball. Now, DJ Moore, they like to get him the ball on quick screens and get him the ball quick. And he's a Maryland, he's a Terp.
Terp.
And he's got good yak ability.
Out of Philly.
Yeah. So I like their receivers. Now, their offensive line, their left tackle, number 79, Theo Benedict, he is not good in the pass. He does not block. He is their worst pass blocker of all of them. And he struggles with power, struggles with quickness. But you can just drive him. You can get under him and drive him back. Joe Tooney, I mean, we've known him from Kansas City days, their left guard. He's a crafty vet. He's like Kevin Zeitler was, you know, Marshall Yanda at the end of his career type thing. Really smart, knows angles, knows how to play. And then Drew Dolman, the center. How about this, Bob? I drafted his dad in San Fran, Chris Dolman. He was our center in San Fran. Now, he doesn't look real big, and he's a littler guy, and he struggles with quickness and some size and power. Jonah Jackson, 73, he can handle the power and stuff on the right side. I think their right side is better pass blockers than their left. Darnell Wright, the right tackle. You know, he does a decent job, but you can still beat him on the outside. You can still because they're not great athletes. So you can spin him, you can do those types of things. Now, the thing with their O-line and the run game, they do a really nice job coming off. They'll get initial contact. They cannot sustain. That's like one, because one of my keys that we'll talk about on Friday is get off of blocks. Because they'll come off and they'll get into you, but they can't sustain. And that's the thing that's going to have them be able to stop the run is you got to get rid of that block quick. And they allow it because they're not phenomenal athletes and they get off balance. So getting off block quick is going to be big because they can run the ball. They'll come off and they'll double team and all that, but you got to get off that block. Their tight ends, Cole Kmet, decent blocker, doesn't have a lot of catches. Actually, their tight ends don't have a lot of catches. Kmet has nine catches and 19 targets. So Kmet, you know, they'll use him short and to block. Now, Colson Loveland, the first-round draft pick, he's decent route runner. He's a receiver. He's not a blocker.
Sure.
And he's got 8 catches.
Yeah, he was banged up a little bit, too.
13 targets. He's got 29 yak yards. He's not the strongest guy after the catch. And he, like I said, he's not a blocker. And then Durham Smith, number 81, they'll put him at fullback and line him. He's okay as a blocker. Okay. Now, Caleb Williams. The thing with Caleb Williams is, I think, is they got to get after him. You got to get him where he wants to play street ball. Don't let him sit in the pocket. And because what they want to do is they want to get the ball out quick. They want to get their ball because they're receivers. They're all good guys running the ball after the catch. They want to get it to him quick, and they'll run some quick stuff. Number one is they want to run the football. And if they can't run the football and then you can get after them, they're going to be in deep trouble. You know. But if they can run the football, it'll be like the Washington game. It'll be like the New Orleans game where they can play action pass. They can do some things. You know. But what they count on a lot too, Bob, is short fields. You know, because they're a plus 11. So they're getting more opportunities. They're getting the ball in better field position and stuff. So that's a big thing with the offense. But Caleb Williams has gotten better. You know, he's getting rid of the ball much quicker. The Ravens got to make him hold the ball. Because if he holds it, then, you know, he starts zigzagging, running all over, and then he'll throw it up. So that is going to be the biggest thing for them is, you know, with the quarterback. But it's a team that I think is going to keep getting better. As long as they can stay healthy, I think they'll keep getting better. As you see Caleb Williams progressing, that offense will progress because that's going to make everything better. And they got to keep Swift healthy because he's a legitimate. I mean, we talked about him, Bob, during free agency.
Before they signed Henry. Yeah. I wanted Swift. Detroit said, they knew what they were doing, obviously, with Gibbs. But Williams has been sacked 11 times, mm-hmm. which is, you know, better than last year. He got sacked 68. But still on pace to get sacked over 30 times.
Yeah.
But it goes back to the major weakness of the Ravens defensively. It can't get to the quarterback.
And that's why, Bob, the thing that causes them problems, the offensive line for them, is going to be stunts. It's basically the same as the Ravens offensive line. You want them to get them to move sideways, you know, or with the left tackle, bull rush him. But otherwise, you want to get them to move sideways because they're not good. So stunting, twisting, end tackle twists, bringing your linebacker. And, Bob, in both games that I watched, Washington and New Orleans, they had busts in the protections where they just let guys run free. So, I mean,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or dsw.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Is that confusing them or what? Plus, the other thing is in both games, Bob, when they've gotten under center, Dahlman and Caleb Williams have had some fumbles under center. So those are things. But stunting into, I would expect a Ravens, you know, you want to create sacks? You got to stunt, twist, bring different people, put 8-9 guys up there at the line of scrimmage, you know, drop guys out, do all those things. I think you'll, more so than Caleb Williams, you're going to confuse the O-line, which is going to be gig, because then you're going to get free runners.
So bottom line, though, is this an offense that could make for a miserable Ravens day if the defense is communication problems, missing tackles, and all that
stuff? Well, if they miss tackles, absolutely, because they're going to get the – Bob, they're going to run – screens, draws, delays. They're going to run those plays. Just think of Detroit, you know, same kind of thing. And if the defensive linemen and linebackers don't get off blocks, then Swift's going to get over 100 yards. But if they get off of blocks, he's not going to get a lot of rushing yards.
We'll talk about the Bears' defense later in the show. They have a big-time advantage in turnover differential, where the Ravens have the exact opposite. We'll do stats for them later in the week. But when we come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Talk about Baltimore back at practice today. If Lamar's not there, are we in DEFCON 1 with a concern level? There's still a couple of days of practice before, you know, they get to the absolutes, whether or not he's going to play. Childs Walker, Baltimore Banner, joining us at 11 o'clock. Whipper Ride left 15. NBA season started last night, and a former Terp had maybe the dunk of the night in the NBA. And then we're going to Chicago Sun-Times, talk to Patrick Finley. They won four in a row. Everybody's excited about the Bears. Is the excitement justified, especially in that tough division?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.